You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People spend their lives trying to justify themselves. They can't live without justification.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, by your grace in Jesus Christ, help us to see how futile are our attempts to justify ourselves. Give us a good look at your grace in Jesus Christ, and faith to accept your grace, your forgiveness, your justification of sinners like us, through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. People spend their lives trying to justify themselves. Criminals justify their mistakes, telling you what they went through before they committed their crimes. Their parents did not want them. Their teachers hated them. Nobody loved them. Their wives were unfaithful to them. Their employers were dishonest and misled them. People were careless and tempted them. Policemen were brutal and mistreated them. The law is unjust, and the have-nots always get taken by those that have. People having marital problems try to justify themselves. The woman complains about the callousness of her husband, his lack of consideration, his preoccupation with his job, his lack of interest in helping with anything around the house, his failure to take responsibility for raising the children, his coldness, his impotence, his coming home late without an explanation, his consideration for others, and his refusal to show any consideration for anyone at home. The husband tries to justify himself, talking about his wife's inability to stay within the family budget, her lack of interest in maintaining her personal appearance since the first year or two of marriage, her slovenly work habits around the house, her continual nagging when he comes home from work, her constant complaining about the children, her flirting with other men, her refusal to support him in his work, her refusal to meet his desires, her headaches, and her lack of interest in living up to his expectations of a wife. Parents do it, and children do it. Employers do it, and employees do it. Teachers do it, and students do it. Rich people do it, and poor people do it. Educated people do it, and uneducated people do it. Professional people do it, and laboring people do it. Some people spend their lives trying to justify themselves. Wasn't I justified in what I did? Wasn't I justified in thinking what I did? Am I not justified in being what I am? These are the questions, the common questions, the everyday questions of humanity. They are so much a part of life that we take them for granted. When you look at all of the justifications people offer for what they have done, how they think, and what they are, you generally have to say that they have something there. The complaints of the man who got himself into trouble have some basis, in fact. The complaints of the wife against her husband are not altogether baseless. And the complaints of the husband about his wife make some sense. The question still remains, do they really justify? Does the fact that somebody did not get a square shake really justify breaking the law and disregarding the rights of others? Does a woman's failure to be a perfect wife or a man's failure to be a perfect husband really justify the determination of either one or both to break up the marriage? Put all the self-justifications together, and you've got someone saying, am I not all right? Am I not as good as the next man, the next woman? Wouldn't you say that I'm okay? Actually, justifying yourself is not just saying that you are as good as the next one. It's saying that you are better than the next one. It's not just defending yourself, it is bragging about yourself. In other words, it's playing the old human game of one-upmanship. Whatever the other fellow may say, you are one up on him. That game falls apart when you come up against God. Try to justify yourself with God as people try to justify themselves with one another, and the whole business becomes a ludicrous farce. Yet people try to do it all the time. God has to pay attention to these pious people bragging about themselves. God has to listen to the complaints of people who blame everybody else for their mistakes. God has to take his share of the blame for their foolish misjudgments, their casual missteps, and their tragic errors. It takes a lot of nerve, downright asinine nerve, to ask God, wasn't I justified? But people do it all the time. They don't hesitate to brag about themselves, to brag themselves up in the presence of God. They feel the need to justify themselves because people who are not justified cannot live with one another or with themselves, unjustified. They cannot bear the thought of having to live with God. It isn't hard to find someone who has done worse than you have. You can always point out the failures of others. If you want to stand a little higher, you can always climb on the bodies of others. You are not perfect, but it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable, doesn't it, to know that at least you're not as bad as somebody else is. When comparisons fail, you can find a dozen other ways to explain your less than desirable behavior. There were special circumstances, you say, or unusual reasons that made you do what you knew to be wrong. You were up against it. You couldn't help it. You had to do it. All things considered, nobody could blame you. When the worst comes to the worst, you can always apply a different standard to what you do than the one you apply to what other people do. Other people need to stop for the stop sign, but you can roll right through it. You are a better driver than they are, and you are less likely to have an accident than they are. You have money. You are educated. You come from a good family. Or you're religious. And for that reason, it won't be held against you in the same way that it would be held against someone else. Those with disadvantages or shortcomings in their lives ought to pay for their mistakes. But you ought to get away with it because of what you are. St. Paul absolutely destroys all of this self-justification. No matter what kind of arguments we can develop to support it, or on whatever levels we carry it out. He said simply, we have all sinned and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of each one of us. Not one of us has a leg to stand on, not even one leg in the presence of God. That goes for the religious and the irreligious, the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, the old or the young, the proud or the desperate. We are all beggars, as Martin Luther used to say, before God. You can't justify yourself before God. And you can't live without justification. No wonder people become desperate. It should not surprise anyone to see people using violent means, slander, vicious gossip, even their fists, to establish their superiority over others who are trying in the same desperate way to justify themselves. To a world filled with people willing to go to any lengths to justify themselves, there comes this piece of good news from God. You don't have to justify yourself. You can't and you won't. But you don't have to justify yourself. All have sinned and come short of the glory God expects of each one of us. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. God himself made his son Jesus to be the sacrifice for all our sins through faith in his blood. God himself justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? The law of works? No. The law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law, without all that struggle to make himself appear what he is not. When God says, thou shalt not, that's law. It is so human to try to extend these boundaries by saying, just this once. And you find reasons for going a little farther. We look for reasons which might make it right for us when it's wrong for everybody else. We try to find a way to justify what we do or think or say. Even when it's wrong, we try and we fail. God's law is not flexible for us, while it is inflexible for everybody else. People everywhere have the haunting feeling that God is watching what they do. Deep down inside, they feel that God has his eye on them, accusing them of wrongdoing. Children will offer a quick explanation, I didn't do it, when they notice a parent or teacher looking in their direction. Adults do the same thing. Caught with their hand in the cookie jar, so to speak, immediately they begin to explain how it happened that they found themselves in such an embarrassing situation. All attempts to explain to God are futile. He has his law. And that means the same thing for you and me as it does for anyone else. It's not that he is unkind. It is that he is God. And he will not give his glory to another. No one is going to satisfy him, no matter how hard he tries to justify himself. Sin is sin, even when it's done in ignorance. The sins of ignorance disrupt the fabric of life just as much as do the sins of malice. God is kind, but he does not wink at sin. He is a good father, but he does not count it kind to his children to let them get away with thinking that they are okay when they are not. He does not wink at your sins as if they make no difference either to you or to him. He does not encourage you to think that everything will be all right if only you can embark upon some program of self-improvement to go along with your campaign of self-justification. With God, all of that boasting goes out the window. It is excluded. He excluded it the day that his son died on his cross. It's an insult to the cross of Christ that you should try to justify yourself in the presence of the Most High God. God is kind. He has always been kind, and he always will be kind. The good news of his kindness is the message that comes from the cross of Jesus Christ. It's good news that Christ died. Good news from God. It's good news that Christ died for you and me. It's good news that Christ died for all. It is good news that for the sake of Christ, who died for us all, God justifies freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. It's good news that God was satisfied by the atonement of Jesus Christ for our sins. It's good news that God made his Son to be a propitiation, a completely satisfactory sacrifice for our sins. It's good news that God declares not guilty all who trust in Jesus, although they have offended him, because Jesus in his kindness freely takes away our sins. It is good news that God sent Jesus Christ to take the punishment for our sins and proclaims to the whole world that faith in his blood makes it unnecessary for anybody any longer to try to justify himself. It's good news that by the resurrection of Christ from the dead, he was declared to be the Son of God with power. It's good news that Jesus Christ sends his Spirit into the world to renew and reshape the lives of people through faith in him, which also is the gift of his Spirit. It's good news that in the place of our failings, God himself puts faith into the hearts of people like ourselves and counts that faith as righteousness. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? The law of works? No. The law of piety and self-justification? No. Boasting is simply wiped out by faith, which forces you to see yourself as you are, unable to justify yourself, but graciously justified by God himself, freely, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Am I justified? Yes, I am. Freely, by the grace of God, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Are you justified? Yes, you are. Freely, by the grace of God, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. You, my friend, can stand before God through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. His death is for you, and his life is for you. Why go on trying to justify yourself when you have been justified by God himself through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ? Don't spend your time trying to establish your standing before God. It's a futile gesture anyway. It's the way of the despairing in a desperate world. Forget those empty boasts about how well you've been doing for yourself. It's an empty dream. Forget all that boasting and that self-justification. Accept with repentance and faith the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. What can you boast about? Nothing at all. Why not? Because his not guilty is not based on the good things you do. It's based on what Christ has done for you. That comes home to people when they have faith in Christ, when they believe and are saved. This is the law of faith, that we are saved, all of us, not by the good things we do, but by faith in Jesus Christ. If we are saved by faith, does this mean that we no longer need to obey God's law? Just the opposite is true. When we trust Jesus, when we truly obey God, we live by the law of love, which freely gives as we have freely received. The law of God tells us how far away we are from him and how much we need the grace of God, the good news of God, the gospel. It tells us how close God has come to each one of us in his Son and how gracious he is to forgive and to give life to each one of us through faith in his Son, Jesus. This is salvation, not on our terms, but on his terms. It's not something about which you can boast. At least you can't boast about yourself. You can give glory to him without trying to justify yourself, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. A hymn writer, touched by the grace of God, put it all into a few words. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Come then, my friend, without trying to justify yourself. You have been justified by the grace of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You can say with that hymn writer, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I do come. I come. Amen.